I was just wanting to know before, if you had any advice around Marini Sati in terms of the sense I often have is, you know, I bring up death and focus on it, and the mind is not so interested. And sometimes it can get interested, but not really. And then other times, and it sort of bounces off, you know, just sort of rather be doing something else. And then the other times are when there are these rare occasions, which used to happen more as a layperson, where it would become very heavy, and I'd realize, yes, this is an absolute certainty. Mm-hmm. And then it would be a very heavy experience. Okay. And and then the mind also doesn't want to stay with that. It won't stay with it for only so long, even though that's the real, that's it. Like, that's okay, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. And do you have any advice around how to navigate that? I mean, is it just kind of just hitting one's head against the kind of marvelous?
Well, I mean, you can't. Yeah, I mean, you can't sort of batter away it too much, because then it just is. You know, I mean, that's oppressive as well. So just doing something simple, like breathe in and don't breathe out. What's that feel like? What's that mean? You think, right, death is like this, it's right here. It's not a, not a concept. This is, it's not because, we don't have the control to say, oh yeah, I'm going to keep myself, you know, healthy and alive. And it's just isn't possible, just by nature. So doing something very simple like that reinforces that sense of, all right, right, this is, it's really present, it's really close by. That's the the reality of contemplating the process of the body being subject to all sorts of ailments and illnesses. And anything can be a cause of death. So it's only there's just as you're contemplating in and not in some kind of catastrophic way, but in something very simple. Sometimes, you know, just like, okay, breathing in and not breathing out, that's okay, there it is. Or just contemplating, you know, eating something and then, you know, choking and passing away. I mean, it's that easy. you know, there's all sorts of, you know, besides the kind of catastrophic illnesses that are possible, you know, just even ordinary things that we do can easily end in our death. Like Jnanko, having that Maka Kutanko slipped and fell, or had something happen that hit his head and he was dead. Right? Or Banyabuto, going to the toilet and then it's just an assumption, it was that he was, you know, standing up and just having low blood pressure or something, passing out, fainting quickly, you know, probably just a slight lapse of fainting, but then going forward, hitting his head. And Ajahn Jayasarma said, there's only one possible way he could have fallen in order to break his neck like that. And, you know, he managed to do it. And it was just sort of, you know, just these things can happen. so the frailty of the human body. I mean, it's you know, the reality is that it's incredibly resilient as well, but if you're using it as a contemplation for bringing up that sense of samvega and an urgency, and you know, so take things that are very close to one and very on a certain level mundane.